The next item on tonight's program will be a few advices shared on good company by Hussein Ridwan, Urwatar Muhammad Adiyan Hussein and Rahil Ismail.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I will present to you a hadith regarding friends. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tusahib illa mu'minan. Do not choose anybody to be a friend except someone who is a Muslim.
Lessons learned from this hadith. A Muslim should choose his friends carefully. Always check the habits of your friends.
If they have any bad habits, do not become their friends. Always choose good and pious friends. Always help your friends in need.
I will be mentioning an incident regarding bad company. Uqbah bin Abi Mu'ith was one of the leaders of Makkah Mukarrama. It was his habit to invite all the noble people of Makkah Sharif to a meal after he returned from a long journey. He often met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at these meals. Once during these meals, he presented the food to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I cannot eat this food until you say that Allah Ta'ala is one and I am his messenger. Uqbah read the kalima and accepted Islam. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate the food. Ubay bin Khalaf was one of the close friends of Uqbah, and he got very angry when he heard that Uqbah had accepted Islam. Uqbah tried to explain to his friend that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very noble person, and if he did not eat the food, he would be disgraced. Therefore, to please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to encourage him to eat the food, Uqbah read the kalima. Ubay did not believe his friend and said, if you are true in what you are saying, then go and spit in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'udhu billah. Uqbah listened to his friend and spat in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were both disgraced in this world, and they will be severely punished in the akhirah. This is the end result of bad company. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah.